quickly, boy. I want it more. I want it more. So I'll be your candle, and I'll be your statuette, and I'll be your lashing loop of a leather, and our Philomena, if only you'd let me go down, down.
Start things off, isn't it? Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 309. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by the Decemberists. That song is called Philomena, and it's on the new album, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World. It just came out January 20th on Capitol Records. This is the band's first album since 2011, and it's their fourth album on Capitol. That means they've released four major label albums and only three indie albums. The tide is turning, folks. I like the album a lot. It's not going to tell you anything new about the Decemberists, and it's not going to earn them any new fans, but what they do well. And it's nice to hear some thesaurus-worthy songs, again, coming from Colin Molloy and company. Evidently, I can't speak tonight. It's one of those nights. Let's just play some music instead. This is Anime with the song So Long.
on James Street, our eyes meet, and I know where we are going. You and me are like a bad Belle DeVoe song. You and me, we're just like poison. You're like an IKEA hot dog, can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog, I can't resist you. You're like an IKEA hot dog, can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog, I can't resist you. We break up at the brain, we make up at the ain. Oh, the telephone keeps ringing. So hard to break up in a town this size. Our friends say we're so annoying. You're like an IKEA hot dog, can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog, I can't resist you. You're like an IKEA hot dog, can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog, I can't resist you. Go down to IKEA to buy some throw pillows. Oh, you know I'm getting in that hot dog line. Down at the Aberdeen 6 bus stop, I know who I'm gonna sit beside. You're like an IKEA hot dog, can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog, I can't resist you. You're like an IKEA hot dog, can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog, I can't resist you.
Try to hide down in the darkness, get accustomed to our shapes, reined in till next week at the earliest, go through an old box full of Betamax tapes. Pull the blankets up to my neck, and the screen began to glow. I cried real tears when they beat Chuck Norris down. Wait here in the shadows till the shadows let me go, and treat each crushing moment like a gift, and wait for the fog to lift. Pretend I'm waiting for a notice from someone somewhere far away. Sit here and break things while I'm waiting, as day gives way to day, gives way to day, gives way to day. And though I try to let the shadows mask my movements, they're never gonna hide me like they used to. I saw the Delta Force save everybody from that plane on fire. I was watching, wishing I had not lost track of you. I treat each crushing moment like a gift, and wait for the fog to lift.
We went on a nice journey there, and while you listened to those three songs, I ate an entire tofurkey pizza. Moving on. The first track you heard was Anime with the song So Long from the Anime EP due out on February 10th on Father Daughter Records. That is the project of Rachel Brown, who is from some other band that I should know, but I can't remember now because, well, soy cheese is going to my head. She's based out of Philadelphia. So many bands coming out of Philly, and I don't know why, because that town, kind of a shitbox, right? After that, we heard from B.A. Johnston with the song IKEA Hot Dog. That is from the album Shit Sucks, It Sure Does, which comes out February 24th on Mammoth Cave Records. He is based out of Hamilton, Ontario. Saw him live a few years ago at Sappy Fest, and he was so good. And this is the first album I've ever had from them, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. That song there is kind of one of the goofiest ones, but boy, I promise you, it will stick in your head. There are some other songs on there that are kind of straight-up anti-folk that are just wonderful as well, kind of remind me of Jeffrey Lewis songs. So give that album a sampling. I think you're going to find it's really, really good. And we ended this set there with the Mountain Goats with the song Proverbs 6:27. That is from The Life of the World in Flux, which 4AD released in 2009 as a... I guess a giveaway with some of the early copies of The World in Flux. The album is, I think, 10 or 11 tracks that are demos that later made it to The World in Flux, except for three songs, and including that one there, Proverbs 6:27. Never made it to the album. I heard at some point it was available as a like iTunes bonus track or something, I don't know. But eventually I got the album, and eventually meaning last week, and listened to it, and I really enjoy that song. And glad to hear it. Glad to hear one that didn't make it through. And for fans of the early Mountain Goats, you know, cassette recording, John Darnell and his acoustic guitar, hey, it's a return to form, right? Well, not really, but it's good. Very good. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. Hopefully I get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen, but we get through it together. It's okay. I'm here for you. Let's jump into some more music here. This is the pop group with the song Sophia.
We'll be right back.
simply brutal, right? That was R.A. from Malmö, Sweden, with the song Broken Bottles. That's on the band's album Scandinavia, which doesn't come out until March 3rd on Adrian Recordings, but I had to share that with you now. Really enjoy that track. The album is very much a darkwave album. It reminds me maybe somewhere between Bauhaus and, I don't know, I even hear a lot of Alien Sex Fiend in there. So a couple of reference points there that may mean very little to you. But it's good. It's well done. Most of the tracks sound pretty similar, but it's a good sound. So listen to it, see if that's something that works for you. We started that set off there with the pop group with the song Sophia, or S-O-P-H-I-A, I'm not sure. And that's on the new album Citizen Zombie, which comes out February 23rd. On Freaks R Us, the band out of Bristol, started, I don't know, a million years ago, probably 78 or something like that. This is the first album in like 23 years. Always a big fan of them, and certainly you can hear there where that band fit into the post-punk world, really bringing in some of those big funky sounds there right alongside of Gang of Four and so many other great bands that I love dearly. Well, I'm rambling. I should go ahead and let you get out of here. But first, let me get the business out of the way and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 309. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, please visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, let's see, I don't think anything new really came up this week, but I know I've got a few things coming up. So, sorry, that pizza, man. Looking at the concert calendar, Wild Child is playing with You Won't and someone else at Sinclair in Boston on the 21st, and I will be at that show. The 27th, John Doe is playing at the Bottleneck, and I think there's a show the next night or the night before, something like that, at Knuckleheads in Kansas City, if you don't want to make that drive. The 13th, Joshua Winger playing at Mills Records, an indoor, early, free, all ages, of course, indoor. It's February, right? February 20th, Evan Dando at the Record Bar. The 22nd, Slater Kinney is playing at the Boston House of Blues. The 27th, Juliana Hatfield playing at the Sinclair in Boston, and that should be a good show. Elvis Costello playing 3-5 at the Uptown. March 6th is Macker Haverskan at Great Scott in Chicago. I don't even know how that's pronounced, but they're a great Swedish band. I love them so much, and they're playing at Great Scott. Well, I'm not going to figure out how I'm going to see that show because I think I'm supposed to be out of town. How's that going to happen? On the 8th, Title Fight is playing at the Bottleneck with Merchandise and somebody else. On the 10th, Of Montreal is playing at the Paradise in Boston. 29th, Andrew Jackson Jihad at the Granada in Lawrence. That's going to be such a good show. April 1st, Of Montreal at the Granada. April 7th, Father John Misty at the Granada. April 12th, Lemuria at the Jackpot, and with some other bands too. They aren't actually even the headliner, but I still want to see them again. The 24th, X-Hex playing at Great Scott. They've toured everywhere, and I miss them, so I will see them in Boston. Slater Kinney announced a date on the 26th at the Uptown in Kansas City. Waxahachie playing May 13th at the Sinclair in Boston. And looking way out in the future, June 18th, Bell and Sebastian coming to the Uptown in Kansas City. So anyway, there's that. Let's go and wrap things up. I've got one track left to play for you. It is by Pelican Movement, which is the project of Kevin McMahon in New Paltz, New York, somewhere upstate New York. The song I'm going to play is called The Light Like Before, and it's from a new split 7-inch that will be out January 20th on his own label. So let's drift off with this. This is an interesting recording. Maybe you want to listen to it a couple of times because there's some nuance there that you want to catch up with. This is Pelican Movement with the song Light Like Before. Thank you.
awesome.